The Brewers blew out the Giants in their series opener 16-2 at the final at AmFam Field on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson Churio drove in three runs. Christian Yelich, Bryce Turang, Joey Ortiz, William Contreras, and Andrew Vaughn drove in two apiece. The Brewers won 6 of 7, increasing their lead to 5.5 games over the Cubs, Cardinals, and Pirates in the Central. Shortstop David Hamilton.
Man, it feels good. It's fun. You know, every day coming to the park with this group of guys, the vibes are great. You know, every day it's a blast.
Brewers had 18 hits all told. Chad Patrick picked up a win in relief on a bullpen day for the crew. Game two of that series is tonight. Magic ran out on the UW-Milwaukee baseball team, falling to Auburn 8-3 in the Auburn Regional last night. The Panthers started their season 5-23, but went on a big run that almost got them into the NCAA Super Regionals. Instead, their season's over, falling to the Tigers for the second straight night. Packers continue their offseason schedule today. They'll hold their second of three voluntary OTA practices for the week. Packers will have one more week of OTAs ahead of mandatory minicamp, which will be held June 9th through the 11th. In the NFL yesterday, the Browns traded star edge rusher Myles Garrett to the Rams for pass rusher Jared Verse, a 2027 first-round pick, as well as second-rounder in 28 and a third-rounder in 29. Garrett, a seven-time Pro Bowler, broke the single-season sack record last year. Meanwhile, the Eagles sent wide receiver A.J. Brown to New England for a 2028 first-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round selection. In four seasons with Philadelphia, Brown helped win Super Bowl 59. Stanley Cup Finals start tonight with Carolina playing host to Vegas. Game one of the best-of-seven series. Both teams are seeking their second NHL championship. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.